Keith Skipper told us earlier about school in Swaffham, and now Neil Haverson is going to talk about Swaffham, as well as about visits to other parts of Norfolk and his lost notebook. Here is Neil with the last word.
My first few words this month were going to be the village where I live. However, as I went to write them, I thought, this really isn't a village anymore. Such has been the development, and the population way exceeds the traditional image of a village. I spent part of my youth in the Norfolk town of Swaffham. It had and still has a large Saturday market, plus all the amenities you would expect from a market town. This was in the 60s and the population was 3,200. When we set up home in the village where we live now in the 80s, the population was already about the same as 60 Swaffham. With substantial development, it is probably double that now, with a lack of infrastructure. Yes, a new school has been built, but there's no provision for the overworked doctors, and the car park at the convenience store in the old village is invariably full. I guess that's the way things are these days, and we have to accept that we are saying goodbye to large swathes of countryside. And the thing is, it's not long before you forget that before that tightly packed housing estate, there were fields with trees and hedgerows. When I was with Let's Talk in pursuit of features for the magazine, I travelled to the depths of Norfolk and Suffolk, visiting some lovely hamlets. I would turn off the main road and find myself in a peaceful backwater. It was like entering another world. Time seemed to stand still. There was always a warm welcome, and I would sit with my interviewee, sipping a cuppa and enjoying the gentle pace of life. Highlights include a trip to Smallbury in North Norfolk and under the Orwell Bridge to Freston in Suffolk. There was snow on the ground at Freston, but it just seemed to add to the charm. And Tottenhill in West Norfolk. Here I remember the chat took place in the garden. The sun shone, the birds sang, and the wind whispered through the trees. I had to remind myself that this was work, and I was even getting paid to do it. But the trip that stands out in my mind was a visit to Finningham in Suffolk, around 6 miles from Botsdale. It was April 2010, the internet was taking off, and at a sprightly 81, Pam Appleby was just the person I'd been looking for to show that the older generation can be tech-savvy. In the solitude, over homemade cheese scones and coffee, Pam told me how her daughter Claire helped her buy a laptop, and after a few lessons she was Googling, emailing and surfing the net like an expert. There is a postscript to my interview with Pam. When I returned to the office to write up the feature, my notebook was nowhere to be found. I searched my desk, the car, even rang Pam to see if I'd left it behind. It never materialised. Oh well, there was nothing for it. Back to Finningham, more cheese scones and coffee, and do the interview all over again. Gosh, it was tough working on Let's Talk. Pam has since left Finningham, but we've kept in touch, and Mrs. H and I visited her in her new home. In our emails, we put the world to rights and share our passion for the correct use of our language. In her last message, Pam told me how her English teacher would jump up and down if anyone used different to instead of different from. I'm sure Pam will spot somewhere in this column where I've lapsed. Oops, I've just noticed there's a split infinitive in the second sentence. Sorry, Pam.
Thank you, Neil. I wonder if you ever found that notebook.